I think to speak about refugees around Christmas is really significant and appropriate, because for us in Jesuit Refugee Service, I think one of the key scripture passages and key events of the story of Christmas is Jesus being born in a stable and being excluded. His mother Mary with child was excluded from the inns and was born in a stable. And then the event that soon after his birth he fled into Egypt, you know, with his mother and father, and he was fleeing violence. And so the issue of violence, the issue of darkness, the darkness of violence, really in many ways overshadowed Jesus' very birth. And so it is today, the last few weeks, and the story of Aleppo, and the images that have come across our screens have been almost too much to watch, you know, the inhumanity of man to man in those situations of violence where people were being shot in their very homes, and above all to see children suffering. That really was heart-wrenching. And yet, I was in Rome at our meeting of Jesuit Refugee Service International, and we are very involved and have been involved in the Near East for many years. A number of my colleagues have been running a food kitchen in Aleppo, in Homs, for the last 6 or 7 years. And in the violence of the last 2 weeks, when the Iranian forces and the Russian forces, with different other militia groups, were taking over Aleppo, the Jesuits and volunteers were continuing to feed and welcome people who were, you know, fleeing the bombs. Our chapel was bombed. Fortunately, no one was killed in our community at that time. But that was a tremendous light in the darkness of violence. And I think we as Christians, you know, just light is a great symbol of Christmas. We're continually invited to be a light in the darkness.
I mean, are the Jesuits that are working over there and the people who are working with JRS, would they be in danger themselves? I mean, I wouldn't imagine that there would be a great welcome for them amongst the different branches that are fighting.
No, we many are people welcome. Obviously, the people who are suffering welcome us, and our presence amongst them has been there for years. We have suffered violence ourselves. Father van der Lucht, a Dutch Jesuit, was assassinated 2 years ago, and he was a person who really wanted to build good relationships and dialogue between Muslims and Christians, and he stayed in Homs right to the end, and most of the people he stayed with were his Muslim brothers and sisters, because many of the Christians had fled. And his last wonderful testimony said, "I stay with people who are suffering. I stay with those who are hungry. How could I abandon my people?" And his people were predominantly Muslims, his community there. And then obviously that kind of outreach to the other side, or to our Muslim brothers and sisters, created ire and displeasure amongst the militia, and someone caught him out of his house one day and 2 years shot him in the head. So he's a martyr. I mean, I see him as a martyr for peace, a martyr of the light, a martyr for reconciliation, for the people of Syria. And in that regard, we celebrate his witness in moments of darkness. And I think when we celebrate Christmas, I think of the child Jesus in his fragility. God comes among us, you know, as a child, and we're invited to look towards the child Jesus, you know, to recognize that through him and with him that we can do wonderful work, and that we can bring about reconciliation. Isaiah calls him the Prince of Peace, that in him he is the Prince of Peace. We are continually asked as Christians to be people of peace and to bring peace seemingly in hopeless situations. And above all, I think Christmas is a time of welcoming the stranger, and is above all to welcome those who are coming to our shores in Ireland and in Europe. Because the only thing that people bring, they don't bring any clothes or goods with them, but they are filled with hope. That when they come to our shores, they have a hope to be welcomed. They have a hope for their children. They have a hope to start life all over again.
There is sympathy. There's an awful lot of sympathy for people, but there's also another side where there's concern, where people are concerned about who we're welcoming or who's coming in.
I think we need to go beyyond sympathy. I think we need to go. We have compassion in action. I notice in Ireland that the response to Syria amongst ordinary people is extraordinary. I've been offered, and a number of us have been offered, not only money but houses to really receive refugee families. The government is way behind the people. And the government needs, especially the Department of Justice, needs to get its act together and to get it and to get their act together fast. I often compare at the moment what's happening in housing in Ireland and what's happening in relation to refugees. I work in the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice, and we are concerned with Peter McVerry on the homelessness situation. The Minister for Housing has been around and dialoguing with people who are dealing with the homeless, and we see progress with the homeless. I do not see that progress with refugees in Ireland, and the Department of Justice has not been around very much to talk with people concerned. They're very slow. I know it's complex, but complexity is no excuse for actually, bringing in so few refugees into our country. We promised, I think, to bring in, was it 2,000, 3,000, I think 200 or 300 have been brought in. And I'm particularly concerned for unaccompanied minors in the islands of Greece. The last number I got was 12,000 kids without parents behind barbed wire. And I think up to now we have brought in one accompanied minor into Ireland. As a Christian country, that is not tolerable. And I do think that our politicians and our government is miles behind the goodwill of the Irish people and their generosity. And they are wanting not only to, pray for refugees, but to give them their houses and to share their property with them. And so, the great appeal I would have this Christmas for refugees would be an appeal to the Irish government, that the Irish government would get its act together quickly and begin to receive not just dozens of refugees, but hundreds of refugees, and especially refugee families. I know there has been a great suspicion that amongst refugees there are terrorists. Well, I do think that 12-year-olds or 5-year-olds, there are no terrorists. But if their trauma is not dealt with, and if they do not receive the care and a home and an education, we are in fact creating the new terrorists for the years to come. And so during this time of Christmas, I think we need to be to welcome and to recognize that every refugee is not a terrorist. 60% of people in camps around the world of refugees are mothers and children who are looking for a home and just want peace and who want to bring up their kids in peace and give them an education like every good parent in the world and have a place where they can sleep at night, without the fear of bombs, without the fear of being raped or being aggressed, without the fear of being killed, as in many parts of our world, that fear exists amongst 50 million of our refugees and displaced people. So I would really appeal to the Irish government, specifically to the Department of Justice, to move fast in bringing more refugees into our country, and to recognise the plight, especially of children and of unaccompanied minors who are suffering on our shores, especially in Greece, in our different countries.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that Christmas is about the coming of Christ as a child and the power and fragility that lies in a child, and you know that seems very poignant and very relevant to the story of the children refugees as well.
Absolutely, I think the greatest crisis amongst, I would say, the refugee population is one, our children who have lost both parents. When children have lost both parents, they are what we technically call unaccompanied minors. They move without protection. And the risk of they being exploited, you know, as are sold into sex slavery or into job slavery is huge. I've seen that in different parts of the world. And that's why I think there's an urgency there to rescue children who are unaccompanied, but also to reach out to young mothers and young fathers with children who come on our shores with great hopes and really crying out to be welcomed. And I think we should give them place in our inn, which is our country, which is so well off in comparison to the countries that have been destroyed by war.